interesting listening to it when you're not playing. I've recorded it as well, so I'll play it. There's just the little bit, it was in Terribus, you know, these sort of dotty bits, the bits that go. You can really emphasise them a little bit more. You can actually make the dotter note just a little bit longer, and the quaver just a little bit shorter. So it really sort of emphasises that thing. This music is really just an approximation. I mean, music or notation is a crap way, really, of describing what people play. But it's the nearest we've got, so we have to manage with it. Who was the guy who plays the whistle, who had a stroke recently? Can't remember his name.
He's not here today.
I know he's not here. Mike did mention the fact that there are some programs around now, computer programs that you can play, and it will print music out for you. But you get sort of 64ths. you get some very 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 strange note lengths, because of course you don't play anywhere near as accurately as the computer clock does. But then again, we don't necessarily play exactly what notation will cope with. So the notes are really just the guide. Really, that's why I try and emphasise. Get rid of the music as soon as it's great for learning music. I don't not reading music. In fact, the best thing I ever did was to learn to read music. It's hard work, but it's been a joy. But once you've learnt it, then let your emotions take over a little bit. It's all about feeling. And the other thing, of course, if you're not glued to the nut to the dots, it's all right here. But when we play on the stage, you want to be watching the dancers. Because you want to be trying to make them do things, you want to get some lift into it and things like that, you know. And a couple to which is, you know, there's often some quite funny things happening on the dance floor. It can be quite amusing, and it's only fair that you get a laugh as well as the audience. You know? So let's have a look at that. Let's have a look at that Terribus again, and we'll just play it through a couple of times, and just let that dotted note be a little bit longer. Just a fraction, and so that the quaver is a bit of a snap. Sort of gives a bit of impetus to it and opens it out somehow. It's difficult to describe what happens, but it's. Do you want to hear this? What you just done? It's only fair that I get a laugh now, isn't it? Really. Oh, it's still recording. Why is it still recording?